All right, we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Arnold Viersen, the Member of Parliament for Peace River Westlock. I know, Arnold, one topic we've discussed before is on some of the crime issues that have happened around the region, and we have seen some interesting cases of that lately, particularly around Peace River with some vandalism and property issues in downtown and some other areas in the region dealing with crime issues. I know you've kind of been making the rounds a little bit lately. What are some things that you've heard from people on this subject?
Yeah, for sure. This is since the 2015, we've seen a dramatic increase in violent crime across the country. And conservatives, we've been calling for jail time for repeat violent offenders rather than bail. In 2018, the Liberals changed the bail system, and since then, we've seen a dramatic increase in violent crime. In 2018, we've seen violent offenders come over and over again, repeat before they get to the very first court.
Now, do you think that in also dealing with some of these issues that more needs to be done to help with kind of treatment and recovery and, you know, making sure that, you know, some of these offenders, if you will, are less likely to reoffend?
Yeah. So that's like in terms of the addiction counseling that we've been promoting, we've been saying that addiction is something that is people suffer horribly with, and it's something that we have to get people out of. Conservatives don't believe in handing out free drugs to folks who are addicted to drugs. We think we should get them into treatment. We should get them so that we can get them to come home. And folks who have family members that are struggling with addiction, they don't want them to be offered free drugs by the government. They want the government to help get them into recovery programs, get them back on their feet, and get them to come home.
And do you think also more needs to be done when it helps to sort of getting more access to a kind of justice services? Because that can sometimes be a challenge in sort of big rural areas like we have here.
Yeah, so just the appointment of judges is something that we've been calling for the government to do, is to appoint more judges. There's a lot of vacancies across the entire justice system, and that leads to a large length of time between a crime being committed and the actual court date for that judgment on that. And so that's been a challenge. Now, when it comes to the addiction side of things, I know that the provincial government has been working hard to make sure that you can get your addiction treatment even before you're sentenced for a crime. And I think things like that do improve the outcomes.
Well, certainly be interesting to see what can happen here. Arnold Viersen, Member of Parliament for Peace River Westlock, thanks for joining us here today.
Anytime, pal.